Councilman Caleb Collier said.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today Hello, on Christian Patriot.
What the deuce? Don't get off that.
This is what I'm going to do to you because you've been gone so long.
Okay. Today on Church and State, Iranian assassin wandering around the United States seeking out Trump associates.
And Jeff and all of Zuckerturdsville are down on Facebook.
Plus, another incident of not all heroes wear capes. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. And I'm your host, Caleb Collier. With me, as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren. Once again, your favorite far-right shock jocks and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis.
The only show that's going to take the two most controversial subjects, faith and politics, and put them in the same conversation with Jesus as the referee and moderator.
Let me ask you a question. Do you like comics?
I could probably just listen for hours on a road trip comedy.
Comics.
Comics. Like comic books.
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta specify.
Okay. You went totally in the wrong
comics
direction. Yeah. Did you like comics as a kid? Do you enjoy some of the Marvel movies?
I never bought comics, but I liked like Superman, the classic
stuff.
Was
that your favorite?
No, I would have said Batman, but it always ticked me off that he can't kill people. That's just to me.
You were more of a Punisher guy?
Yeah. I like actual revenge.
You know what I used to love about Superman is his entire costume. All he did was take one part of his hair, move a curl, and take off his glasses. And people were like, that's a totally different person. Now, I don't know if our fans know this, but Gabe has that same ability. Look at this. All right. You got Gabe Blomgren in front of you. Watch this. Who the heck is that guy? Is that Sterling Stickelmeyer?
I can't recognize myself.
I don't know. Who is sitting next to me?
You actually, a fun fact, a lot of people don't know this, but Caleb, he can do something that I cannot do. And that is put a contact in his eyeball. I have no, like, there's no physical way I can ever get a contact in or out of my eye. I don't understand how you do it. But you need contacts.
You hear that, leftists? If you ever want to torture Gabe, if you ever capture him and torture him, just put your finger in his eye.
Yeah.
Anyway, head on over to churchandstate.media and watch all of our episodes. Look, you got to watch them. They're great. Aren't they great? You like them?
They are. The recent ones where you're not in it are even better, but
I disagree.
Yeah.
I think we should take a poll. All right. Ladies and gentlemen,
both of our moms,
who is
respond.
Your favorite host on Church and State? Is it yours truly or is it this guy? I don't even recognize sitting next to me.
Is it Caleb or is it Gabe? There's no, come on, there's no rim
doesn't
shot.
Work. They took away your buttons.
Man.
Anyway, watch our shows, take advantage of them, share them with everybody. Also, take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. And I just talked about MyPillow, you know what? Let's do it again. Why not? Because Gabe wasn't here for that.
We're going to Detroit this summer.
Because I was asking you this question.
Again.
I was asking this question, and Chris agreed with me. Because the other day, my wife changed sheets on me, and I didn't sleep on MyPillow sheets. Okay, and they were scratchy and uncomfortable. I noticed, but I was saying that men, we don't change sheets. Do you ever change your sheets?
I divulged to you earlier. This is a said fact. Senior year of high school, unfortunately, my parents split up. So mom wasn't around, just dad and me. I never once ever, since my mom left, slept on anything but just a mattress. The pillow topper was just kind of like when I moved out, I threw the mattress away.
All you need
away.
Is a blanket and a mattress,
there
right?
There you go.
Right that's
there.
It. You're good. Men that's are good, it. Right?
Yeah. My wife, thank God she's alive because that's how I actually, do you help Jill do the changing of the sheets or she does it all by herself?
If I'm around and I see her struggling because, you know, my wife's a little short and she's like,
see, I hate
falling
when my
over the
wife's
bed
there because we
it.
Have to like do the whole protocol. Like I'm talking like you have to go karate chop, like hospital
no,
corners and like, it has to be like all perfect. And then like when you put the sheet over the top, you have to fold it forward. And here's another thing. Women love making the bed every day.
Do
you have to make the bed?
I don't ever make
that's
the bed.
Like tying your shoes when you get home and take them off. Do you tie your shoes after you take them off?
No.
No.
Does she?
No, but I'm going to start making her.
No.
To prove my
point. Does she make you put up all the pillows, too?
There's 75
you
got to
put all the pillows?
Oh, there's 70. Man. There's a million of them. We need, okay, so
Gabe
that's a challenge.
Broken.
That's a challenge.
Gabe is house broken.
I need you
officially.
To get a picture of your bed, and I'm going to get a picture of my bed, and I think I'm going to have more pillows than you.
Mine's not going to be even made.
Okay.
Anyway, take advantage of all the fine sheets, all the towels, all this great stuff that's MyPillow. Use that promo code Church and State. You're going to get a discount. We're going to get some of that money back. It helps support us so we can rant about.
And continue to help Mike. He's getting sued.
Yes, that's true.
Ridiculous amounts of money for him going after Dominion and other voting agencies that are just suing the crap out of him. So help him.
Yes. Also, you can donate specifically to Church and State if you just hit that donate button, and it keeps us on the American Christian Network, which we love being on. And if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State 1776 at proton.me. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, I have told you that if you send a video of yourself burning a turtleneck.
Why would you do that?
What do you mean, why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Because they're atrocious articles of clothing. No,
I look like John Wick, ready to storm a castle, dual wielding. We're going to get to a dual wielding story, but before we do, I want to hear about this vacation.
Wait. You can't just throw down the gauntlet of turtlenecks and expect to move on to the next story. We have to talk about
that's
this.
So boring.
You wear turtlenecks.
I don't think not one person. You're probably going to have to manipulate and get somebody to pay them to burn a turtleneck.
I'm going to start wandering around this city in my pillow bathrobe with a pair of scissors. And anyone that I find that's wearing a turtleneck, I'm just going to cut it off of them. I think that's a great idea. Don't do that. It's a bad idea.
Assault charge.
Dang it. Best laid plans. All right. I did. I was. Okay. Hold on. You brought up Disneyland, but let's talk.
No, about I it. Never even said it. Oh. You just admitted to it.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't even want to say that word.
You ever?
I would never at this point visit the scariest place on
earth. You ever fight a losing battle with your wife, Gabe?
Every day. Every day.
Look, I hate Disneyland. I hate all things Disney. Okay. Not the old stuff. Like I'll watch like.
But back in the day, it was actually pretty good.
It was.
Can we just admit that there was a time that Disneyland actually rocked?
Absolutely.
Before it was.
Until they put It's a Small World in. Yeah. And ruined it all. But I did. I went to California. Now, I went to California to go visit my brother, who lives down there. Haven't seen him in a couple years. It was a great time. Okay, great to see him. Great to reconnect. It's just like you and I, right back to making fun of each other. But
I've hung out with the two of you. It is a hoot, dude. Nothing like Caleb, just so you guys know. He's nothing like him. But, I can't give too much information. It'll make us all look bad. Yeah.
Anyway, my wife wanted to take the kids to Disneyland. Okay. And so I went to Disneyland, and what an interesting experience. Okay. Because
so this is the behind the scenes. You're giving us the latest lowdown of what happened, Walt died to build.
So I've been to Disney World just a couple years ago. You were there recently too. Okay, so, don't give me any grief.
No, dude, it's been more than, 3 years at this point. It's been at least 3 years. 3 years. Yeah, but I made this promise to myself. After the way I was treated, my mother-in-law was treated, she was wearing a mask, but it was, one of those cool masks that have, the fabric to where you can actually breathe through it, but they could see her face, so they literally escorted her out.
Wow.
So I was, done.
Okay.
I'm
with you on that one. But anyway, I lost the battle and I went to Disneyland, and the experience that I had at Disneyland was ride after ride after ride breaking down. Now, this is when I've been in line already for an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm with the three kids, right? Little kids. So, meltdowns, abound. And we'd get in line for Rise of the Resistance. It was a great ride. Mm-hmm. Fun ride. Okay.
This is just so everybody knows, Rise of the Resistance is they actually have actors in it, and they have, it literally feels as if you're in a Star Wars movie. They interrogate you. You go on a ship and you kind of you're flying, and it's very super hyper realistic. It was pretty cutting edge when we went.
It's a cool ride.
It's something to look forward to, and tell us what happened to you.
We got all the way to where we were the next person. We were the first person to be the next ones to go into the ride. Broke down.
I want to punch people, bro. I would have done the Clark Griswold, I would have taken John Candy at gunpoint and said, no.
We're going on this ride.
You're taking me on this ride.
I know. But this was...
You didn't get your kids to cry hysterically on cue?
It was broken down. What are you going to do? And so...
You have good kids.
I do have good kids. But all these rides, Space Mountain broke down. The Mickey Mouse Railroad roller coaster went down. I mean, ride after ride after ride just kept breaking down. And I spent over 3.5 hours probably just sitting all right, well, we're standing, I'm going to sit on the ground just waiting for rides. Okay.
I'm catching visions of Mickey Mouse now with a logo with a sickle and a hammer.
Yeah. And that's my point. All right. As I was observing all of this, I realized every single time I've ever talked to anyone who grew up in a Marxist country, what is the one thing that they all talk about?
Nothing works.
Their infrastructure. It was always down. Their rail lines.
Broke down.
Everything was broken down. You couldn't rely on any of it. It was just, that was the status quo.
Cuba.
Yes, right. That was just the status quo of it. Okay.
The USSR lost the Cold War because their system didn't work.
Well,
and the only reason Mao, whatever he planted, is actually flourishing is they somehow infuse capitalism with it.
Yeah, it's crony capitalism. But I realized that this is exactly what's going on in Disneyland. Now, my experience at Disney World in Florida, one ride broke down. And that one ride, when it broke down, you know what they did? They apologized profusely. And they said, here's a lightning pass. Mm-hmm. When we get this thing back up and running, you can just jump to the front of the
Gavin
line.
Gavin Newsom in California have problems.
They do. They do indeed. Whereas Florida is running pretty darn smoothly.
I see our technician. He's going to build us right now a mouse with a little Marxist symbol because the wheels are spinning.
Yeah. He's brilliant on occasion.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. At this point, how, like, could you literally tell your wife, no, we're never going to Disneyland again?
I think so. I think she would probably drag me kicking and screaming back to Disney World. Mm-hmm. I would want to spend all my time in Epcot.
You and me love Epcot.
We both like food.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. A great place to go. But no, that was my experience in Disneyland. It's collapsing. And I'm telling you, it's a benchmark for the entire nation because as you look around and you look at the infrastructure, you look at our bridges, our roads, airlines flying.
There we go.
Hey. Look at that. There we go. Yep. That's perfect. Show it to the audience. That's great. Flying.
That's great.
Right? Flying used to be a great experience.
Yeah. Now it's
delays. You know, the airlines, they suck. The food sucks. Everything's terrible. It's because we've been invaded. Yeah, it's true. We've been invaded.
We don't hire people because of talent. We hire them because
DEI.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as DIE. That's what I want to call it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did have something else that I got to throw at you. Okay.
Are you going to talk about Phoenix, though? No. Don't forget that.
All right. No. We're not even going to get to our stories.
We'll get to a couple.
Okay. Anyway, I realized it was a total mistake. Okay. One of my coworkers heard me say, I told somebody I was a libertarian. And he heard something else, and he's like, did you just call yourself a bibliotarian? And I was like,
the light bulb went off.
I am a bibliotarian.
What?
None of these are working, Chris. Stop it.
Anyway. There. That's what went off in your head. That'll have to work.
Yeah, that's what went off. It was a light bulb moment. I am a bibliotarian. Why do I have a problem with the Libertarian Party, Gabe? Well, it's because they have this stupid belief that you can't legislate morality.
Right.
I hate that. I hate that saying, and I'll fight against it every single time. Because every single law is weighed on whether it is moral or immoral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, every single one of them. All right? It doesn't matter if it's capital punishment versus the speed limit. Every single one of them is weighed on the fact if it's a moral law or an immoral law. And so if we as Christians, and I'm tired of saying I'm a Christian libertarian, I'm a pro-life libertarian. I'm a bibliotarian.
Bibliotarian.
I understand that the moral law, the non-aggression principles that libertarians always talk about, that comes from the Bible. That comes from God. That's God's standard.
Can we think of a term kind of like, be thinking, those of you out there, something along the lines of white privilege, but it's more like this, son and daughter privilege. Because as a child of God, as a bibliotarian, you do have privileges. They're called rights. And it's not from the Constitution. You said, this is what I have been taught. Okay. These rights are established because we're sons and daughters. So we do have some, I hate the word white privilege, but there's some type of privilege. So we're going to have to come up. And you know what? The only pronouns are male and female and son and daughter.
I like it.
That's it.
Perfect. All right. Let's talk about Chris's people. We've got a guy and you know, we see these stories every once in a while of not all heroes wear capes. And we've talked about that before with the guy who blew up the Georgia Guidestones, but this is definitely a case of a hero because we have a gentleman, clearly a Florida man, the story is a man dual wielding raw stakes.
Hold on to that just for a second. This man does not bring one gun to the fight. Nope. This man is dual wielding stakes.
Raw stakes.
I think that's what makes it so funny.
Yes.
I could just see him like coming in like Kramer into a restaurant, you know, from like Seinfeld, and just like sliding his way into the restaurant.
He slaps diners in the face at vegan restaurant yelling, if you don't eat your meat, you can't have any hoodie.
You have to yell it.
Okay, number one, Gabe, where's that song? What are those lyrics?
I don't know what that's from.
You don't know those lyrics at all? If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding?
Do you have the song?
Well, not ready.
We have a song in honor of this guy. We'll play that in a second, but we got to get that song.
You don't know it though.
No, I don't.
It's Pink Floyd, bro. Everybody knows that.
Can you sing it?
Another Brick in the Wall?
Yeah, can you sing it though?
No, I don't sing.
Sing it for me.
No, I'm not going to do that. Anyway, I asked Chris this question as we were discussing the story. I said, does this offend you?
I think he's saying it.
They went after your people. Chris, they went after your people. They're your people, man. They don't eat the meat. This guy slapped them in their pasty faces, and you're not going to come to the defense of your people? Man, there's no honor among vegans. What's the
difference between a vegan and what you are? You eat
milk.
Dairy.
It's Pink Floyd. You know this song. You don't know this song.
It sounds like a bunch of tribal music.
Well, that's Pink Floyd, bro. Pink Floyd's always a little bit weird.
I think this is a live version.
I think it is. I think Chris found a live version. Anyway.
It's okay.
But like, don't we honor this guy? Isn't this guy a hero?
This guy is a legend. And he, you know, had the cops known about this, they probably would have had a stakeout.
Oh,
dang it. There's no laughter.
That was good. I'll give you that one. That was a really solid dad joke right there.
Dang it.
All right. What's the difference between this guy slapping vegans in a restaurant with meat, raw meat, and me going cutting off turtlenecks?
I think this guy might have got an assault charge.
He might have.
I've heard this song. Go back. Go play. Yeah. I love this song.
Okay. You didn't know who it was.
I just don't remember that kind of like guy yelling, if you don't eat your meat, you can't have your pudding.
Yeah, that's
the way.
That's
the
a
guy
great line from it.
It.
Anyway, we have a song to honor this individual. And Chris, I need you to play this because it's beautiful.
Here we go. This is how we honor him.
There you go.
It's the new lighter.
I do love this man. This man is my spirit animal.
We salute you, sir. If there was a way to trigger any purpled hair people as well.
Subaru drivers.
Okay.
And Chris's people. Anyway, let's talk about Facebook.
Coffee.
Did you know that today, Gabe, as we're recording the show, that Facebook and Instagram all went down? And you know what we saw throughout all of America? Really all of the world? Production.
Yeah, people got stuff done at work for the first time.
In a long time.
For the very first time. Like the very first three solid hours of work were like actual making money. So we're going to see a reflection in the S&P and the Dow.
It's going to shoot through the roof. Yeah,
I'm excited.
People are going to be scratching their heads. What happened? Yeah, it was because nobody was on social media.
No, I guess Meta, Facebook, whatever you want to call it, Instagram, they all experienced widespread technical problems lasting 2 hours on Tuesday. So that's it. 2 hours that every boss is thankful for. But I love this. Elon Musk tweeted, if you're seeing this, it's because
our servers are
still working.
You know, I mean, you and I aren't big fans of Elon Musk. We don't trust him at all. But the guy can troll people. I mean, he's legendary in that. I'll give him that. He does some great memes as well. And yeah, so I guess people were still on X.
Yeah.
But they couldn't be on Facebook. And you know, honestly, I know we're on Facebook, but why are people on Facebook?
So there's this thing called the monitoring service called the down detector. So you can use that term downs to describe these guys, but they were down from 10:25 well into it looks like 10:40 a.m. I think that's a lie because they said it was 2 hours, but supposedly the down detector had more than 500,000 error reports and about 76 of the problems reported by Facebook users related to trouble logging in. So we've been seeing recently cell phone outages. We've seen it all blown away as far as like, oh, this is just a solar storm, they tried to call it. And then also we see this, but then at the same time, Mark Zuckerberg has been hoarding gold. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Obviously, we know he's had his Hawaii bunker, but things are kind of looking a little bit goofy. Like between outages, cell phone wise, we had a major outage And of course they did. Did you know that they blamed it on a solar storm?
Yeah, they always do.
So it was actually cyber warfare. They are not going to come out and say that this is cyber warfare, but I would put money.
You know, Gabe, I actually tried to log into Facebook this morning and I couldn't do it. And I just assumed that I was back in Facebook jail. Like I said something to offend somebody else again. I'm back in Facebook jail. That was my assumption right away. So I just went with it. But I don't really spend a lot of time on social media anyway. It's kind of a waste of time in my opinion. Anyway,
they said it was supposedly a configuration change, but I don't believe it. Those of you out there, I don't think you believe it either.
Can we talk about Iranian terrorists who have become terrorists because nobody can pronounce their names? Because that's what's going on here.
That's the only reason why people actually become terrorists in the first place.
Yeah. I want you to try to butcher this guy's
name. So his name is Majid Dajjani Farahani. Okay. There's a rule, parents, never ever put three consonants straight in a row.
Did you hear about this girl, by the way? The total sidebar, but did you hear about this girl? She was trying to honor her grandparents. Okay. And so her grandmother's name was Charlotte and her grandfather's name was Harold. And so she named her child Harlot.
And true she didn't know what it meant.
Didn't know. True story. Oh, man.
Well, back to this story, Shiny. Majid Dajastani Farahani, this is an Iranian intelligence officer. He's basically been telling that the United States needs to watch out. Anybody connected with Donald Trump is in, according to him, intelligence wise, they're in imminent danger, including Donald Trump himself. So,
Gabe, you and I are actually headed to Mar-a-Lago. That's right. We have been invited to Mar-a-Lago. So
we could be in danger.
We could be in danger. How does that make you feel?
I don't care.
You don't care. No.
But here's the thing. I don't know where you feel about Mike Pompeo. A death threat is actually legitimate towards Mike Pompeo. He's actually probably responsible for this Iranian-backed militant's incarceration, along with Donald Trump.
They're blaming him for the assassination of, what's his name? Soleimani. So that's why he's on the list. But, General Flynn and anybody that's associated with Donald Trump, this guy is saying is potentially on the hit list here. Now, my question on all of this is, maybe if we didn't have such porous borders, if our current administration actually secured those, maybe we wouldn't have Iranian terrorists just wandering around the United States looking to kill somebody that's associated with Donald Trump. You think that's too much to ask?
Yeah. So be prepared for a false flag, not a black flag.
That's the point.
Be prepared for a false flag.
And you brought that up, and I think this is a very good point, because if we know this guy, we got a picture of him. There's a picture of this guy. How hard is it for this?
He looks like he's got like a skunk spot. Chris, can you go back to that picture? Kind of scroll down.
He does.
He's easy to spot. He's graying in one area. Go down. There you go. The dude's got like a skunk spot.
We've got supposedly some of the best spy agencies in the world.
You can't find him?
The NSA is tracking literally everything you do as American citizens. And we can't find this guy?
There's a red box that I haven't returned and they're threatening my life. But you right here, this guy, you can't get him? You can't bag this guy?
So
FBI?
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
He's got a skunk spot.
If this administration and the Marxists that they actually serve, if they use this story, if this is just like Gabe said, a false flag, they're going to release this story. And then if an assassin occurs against some of these people, Trump supporters, Trump insiders, then there you go. There's your excuse. You can blame the Iranians. And oh, by the way, don't we want to go to war with Iran? Don't we keep trying to push that?
Two birds with one stone right there.
Right there, exactly. Oh my gosh. I know that you Americans, most of you did not like Donald Trump or associate, right? But now is a time for us to come together as Americans and to ensure that we preserve democracy and that we go invade Iran.
What the heck did you just say?
I'm paraphrasing for our current
D-word.
I know, but I'm paraphrasing for our current administration That's the story that would come out. That's the narrative. We have got to go to war against Iran because they might have assassinated Trump or one of his associates. That's going to be the story here. It's just the same as 9/11. Hey, a bunch of Muslim terrorists from Saudi Arabia blew up the Twin Towers, and then Tower 7 fell down for no apparent reason, and the Pentagon got hit by a plane that was flying
which pretty much against the ground. Which they never found pieces for it. And then in the same like fell swoop, we now have an explained, like, nobody cares about the trillions of dollars that were missing.
Yeah.
That Donald Rumsfeld had just told, you know, just a week ago.
Day before.
Was it really the day before?
Day before.
I thought it was like a week.
Nope, day before. Yeah. And then the day after, come out with the Patriot Act, of course. Yes. Yeah.
And so, then it all goes away.
So what was the narrative there? Hey, a bunch of Muslim terrorists from Saudi Arabia. Let's go invade Iraq and Afghanistan.
Do you remember?
What? Why are we invading them?
The weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
We're going to find them weapons of mass destruction.
You're either with us or with the terrorists. Yeah. Really? No. So that's the narrative that they're going to spit on all of us Americans. And the vast majority of people are just going to eat it up. Yeah. We got to invade Iran. Why? Democracy. That's it. And everybody put on a little flag pin.
I get triggered when you use the word democracy.
Well, so do I. That's why I'm saying it. I can't stand it because we're not one.
We're not in a democratic.
So, set. I mean, kind of to put bookends on this, Gabe, aren't we going to encourage the audience to just reject whatever narrative comes out of this? Don't we read stories like this and go, no, I don't believe this. I don't believe that this is a true story. I believe that you're projecting something that you want to happen. You don't even have to necessarily get the CIA to assassinate JFK in this situation. No. You could use one of your wind-up toys, one of your little Marxist useful idiots to go in there and try something like this. And you could say, there it is.
Say something is okay. I'll just say this. We are due for something shocking because of course, you know, the soccer mom known as, I can't think of her name right now. She's going to step out for the presidential. Hey, Nikki Haley. Like Nikki Haley is now out.
I don't think she's out.
No, she's about done.
I don't know. She just won DC, man. It was great.
She's toast.
She won D.C. She won Donald the swamp.
Donald Trump's going to claim his throne, and they're going to have to do something.
I don't think Nikki Haley's done. I think Nikki Haley's going to run. I think you're going to see a bull moose situation here. I think you're going to see Teddy Roosevelt all over again.
I would love that. That would be great. As far as like, that'd be, you know, something interesting, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know, man. I think the elitists, the establishment, they cannot have Donald Trump
Supreme
running.
Supreme Court, they did Donald Trump a favor. But if he's on the ballot.
But if they run that third party candidate, and RFK, if you really look at RFK, which you and I both kind of like him, right? A lot of things we like about him.
But he's not going to get the Democratic spot. You think
I
he know, is?
I think, no. He's not. He's running independent.
Okay.
He's already an independent.
Right.
I think he hurts Trump more than he hurts Biden. Because
and
I think
we have Nikki Haley running as Republican.
As an independent.
Oh, so you're thinking that they're going to push her through as an independent.
Why not? Dude. If you got RFK and Nikki Haley running as independents, they're
so
hoping to
siphoning
off enough votes
four
from
parties?
Donald Trump to where Joe Biden can
Holy
get back
crap
in.
Crap storm. That's going to be the weirdest election ever.
It's a possibility.
Four?
Why not?
Okay.
Remember, I'm the political guy.
We'll see if
Stay
it happens.
In your lane.
Hey, you know, I've heard a lot of people make predictions. Gavin was saying that Ramaswamy was probably going to get the Democratic election. So we'll see. You're like prophets. It's funny you don't like prophets.
No.
I want to see your prophecy
that.
Come
nope,
true.
I just follow the trends. Anyway, yep. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church and is a ministry of Apologia Chapel. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah. I'm Pastor Gabe. A calm does not suit me.
I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself or maybe even a doctor for your family or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together and they're all doing a gold-backed currency.
The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted a good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code Church and State. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.